This is KUT.
If we are going to come together and work this summer at taxpayers' expense, then let us work on relieving Texas homeowners from out-of-control property taxes.
That's how the special session of the Texas legislature began, with the announcement by Governor Greg Abbott in June. But that call to action fell short of producing a bill. KUT's Jimmy Moss reports no change in property tax law might be okay, because Texans may not be as overburdened by property taxes as they believe.
Here's one way to look at it.
Texas property tax rates are pretty high right now. The overall effective real estate tax rate in Texas is just under 2%, 1.9% to be specific.
That's Jill Gonzalez, an analyst with Wallet Hub based in Washington. She says that rate puts Texas 46th worst, or 46th highest, in the nation. Yikes. Sounds bad. That ranking puts Texas only 5 spots better than New Jersey, which has the highest property tax rates in the country. Adam Langley is a senior analyst at the Lincoln Institute of Land Policy, a think tank based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He says Texas property tax rates are about a third higher than the national average.
The factors that are driving those higher property tax rates in Texas is primarily the fact that Texas governments rely more heavily on the property tax to fund local services than other parts of the country.
A third higher than the national rate? Cue Governor Abbott.
Texans need property tax reform right now.
If you go no deeper, one could understand why the governor pushed for change during the special session. But let's go a little deeper. Texas law allows local governments to collect and use property taxes to fund services like schools, roads, hospitals, and police. And states that put a bigger burden on property tax revenue to pay for these services generally have a higher than average rate. But a more important question, what about the total tax burden in Texas? Rebecca Dudensing is an associate professor at Texas A&M AgriLife Extension.
Property taxes are just one piece of the equation. And of course, we don't have a state income tax, and our sales tax rates are actually relatively low. And so when you look at the overall burden, Texas is very middle of the road, bottom half even.
Adam Langley concurs.
With a more typical revenue structure, property taxes in Texas would be much closer to the U.S. average.
Meaning the state could lower its dependency on property taxes with the addition of a new tax, a state income tax. Texas is just one of 7 states without one, but that is an unlikely option with a conservative legislature in power. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.